Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holidayinstall to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, Lara Lee, seorang chef, fotokoki, dan juga penulis buku kuliner ternama internasional, beberapa saat lalu mampir ke studio SBS di Sydney. Wanita Australia keturunan Indonesia, tepatnya berdarah Timor ini pendengar, membahas tentang perjalanannya sebagai chef internasional dan juga programnya yang terbaru bersama dengan SBS, yakni Beyond Bali with Lara Lee. Dan sesuai dengan judul series ini pendengar, tidak hanya Bali, tetapi Lara Lee juga mengunjungi wilayah-wilayah lain di sisi timur Indonesia, seperti Lombok, Sumba, Flores, dan juga Timur Barat. Selengkapnya, ini perbincangan saya dengan Lara Lee.
Halo, apa kabar dia?
Hai, baik. Apa kabar?
Baik juga. I'm so happy to be here. Saya senang.
Dengan ibu Australia dan ayahnya yang berasal dari Kupang, Lara Lee lahir di Sydney. Bagaimana cerita tentang keluarga Lara Lee dan bagaimana hubungannya dengan Indonesia?
So, you know, I spent the first, really the first 28 years of my life living in Sydney. And then I had the travel bug. So I decided to move to London and spent a decade there. But post-pandemic and having a little child, I decided to move back to Sydney. So saya pulang. My parents live in Sydney still. So they live in a lovely place called Voyager Point on the Georges River. 2-minute walk. You can go fishing and, you know, throwing pebbles in the river. So it's really sweet. But as a family, we go back to Indonesia regularly now. And it's really, really special. So when I was writing my first Indonesian cookbook, Buku Masakan, we went to Indonesia as a family to meet with keluarga saya to learn the family recipes, the resep keluarga, which was super special.
Lara Lee juga menceritakan bagaimana pengalaman pertamanya saat ke Indonesia bersama dengan orang tuanya ketika ia berusia 21 tahun. Ia juga mengaku bukan hal yang mudah bagi keluarganya untuk dapat berkunjung ke Indonesia.
Well, interestingly, you know, we grew up in working class West Sydney. So, you know, it wasn't commercially viable to go to Indonesia. You know, we couldn't afford to really visit there until I was an adult. So I first went to Indonesia with my parents when I was 21. And what was really interesting for me was that growing up, my dad would play keroncong, so that kind of beautiful Indonesian kind of folk music, and I would be dressed in batik that family had given us. I'd eat Indonesian food made by my auntie, who also lives in Sydney, or my grandmother, who lived with us when I was little. But I didn't really know Indonesia until I was an adult. So you kind of have an understanding of it through culture, through music, through food, through textile. It wasn't until I could, you know, hear the sounds, you know, the cacophony of motorbike and all of the smells, you know, and I think there's a beautiful fragrance to Indonesia, yes. You know, it's wangi. So it was really for me to get an understanding of who my dad was because, you know, my dad moved to Sydney when he was 21 or 22. He's now 75, so he's pretty much spent, you know, 50-plus years in Australia, yes. But yet has such strong cultural ties to Indonesia. So I think the trip there was really to show this is who you are, this is where your dad comes from. And we at the time we went to Bali and we went to Timor, and they're such vastly different islands, very different, yes. In terms of food, yep. Architecture, people, you know, religion and influences. And that for me was eye-opening, and I just felt compelled to continue to come back constantly, which I have ever since.
Datang dari dua tempat dari dua budaya yang berbeda, pendengar, Larali mengatakan bagaimana ia memahami asal-usulnya dan juga merasakan bagaimana hangatnya sambutan dari orang-orang di Indonesia.
You know, I grew up in Australia in the 80s and the 90s. So, you know, being someone who is half of, you know, half of one place and half of another means in some ways from, I guess, a sense of belonging, I guess I felt like an outlier. You know, I think we're far more accepting and multicultural in today's society. But I think back then, you know, I didn't really know where I belonged. So for me, it was actually an immense sense of relief because I suddenly felt like there was this place that I was connected to that I could feel a sense of belonging to. Even though I hadn't grown up there, I suddenly felt like I was, you know, like the Venn diagram of two cultures coming together. You know, I'm that crossover bit, the third culture in between. And suddenly I felt like I could understand who I was from both places. So despite the fact that it is a real contrast to Australian culture, there's such beauty in that chaos and that vibrance and that melting pot of influences. And also I think the generosity of Indonesians from a cultural perspective is something that you can't understand until you go. And there's a kindness and a gentleness and a real beauty in how people treat each other. So for me, you know, Orang Indonesia is something that is, I think, the most cherished people in the world because there's nothing like the welcome that you receive from an Indonesian person. And yes, there's such a pride in identity, national identity, regional identity. You know, this is where, you know, where a dish might come from or in a particular, you know, cultural nuance. There's a real pride in Indonesian culture from Indonesians. And I love that and I embrace that.
Lantas, hal apa yang pertama kali membuat Larali tergerak untuk belajar memasak makanan Indonesia? Dan dari mana ia mempelajarinya?
It wasn't until I moved to London in my late 20s that I realized the absence of Indonesian food in London. So I think as, you know, a young adult in Sydney, there's 50 plus Indonesian restaurants in Sydney. So if I wanted to eat Indonesian food, I could either call my Auntie Linda, hi Auntie Linda, or I could go to any of those restaurants and eat the food that I grew up eating, which is what my grandmother, my Indonesian grandmother cooked for me. When I went to London, there was one Indonesian restaurant in central London, and it's not very good.
Sorry.
So I suddenly realized I couldn't just go somewhere and eat nasi goreng or eat rendang or eat or find sambal and eat the dishes that I loved. So I suddenly sparked an interest in understanding and learning how to cook those recipes. And so I started to then reach out to my aunties and to, I guess, you know, buy Indonesian cookbooks and try to learn it myself. But at that particular point in time, I used to work in technology. I still do now today, but I took a period off where I became a chef, you know, trained to become a chef, you know, started a catering business. And during that period as well, you know, I learned all of the skills that you need to acquire as a chef technically, but then I applied it in the lens of using those skills to cook Indonesian food beautifully. And, you know, I got some Indonesian food mentors, William Wongso and Sri Owen, and they taught me so much in terms of Indonesian food and culture as well. So I felt very, very lucky to have these amazing Indonesian icons take me under their wing.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Sri Owen is, well, they call her the grandmother of Indonesian cookery. So she's written 15 cookbooks on Indonesian food. She wrote the first English-speaking cookbook, I think in the 80s, on Indonesian food. So she lived in Wimbledon in London. And I reached out to her to say, I'm, you know, half Indonesian and I'm a chef and I want to learn everything I can about Indonesian food. And so she would meet with me weekly and we would cook a feast.
Right.
She's 83 back then, by the way. So I kind of became her chef helper and I would just cook these feasts for these dinner parties she would hold. And then I met William Wongso when I travelled to Indonesia, and he's a friend of Sri Owen, so she introduced me. So I was very, very lucky to have these culinary mentors who are kind of so well respected in Indonesian cookery, and they loved the idea of this passionate, earnest food writer chef wanting to learn everything she could to kind of advocate and spread the word about Indonesian food, you know, which is still not very well known in many parts of the world.
Dari Sri Owen, pendengar, ia belajar membuat saus kacang untuk gado-gado dan juga sate, dan juga belajar trik-trik khusus untuk membuatnya.
I think she taught me that you can make Indonesian ingredients using, you know, a cobek and ulekan, so a traditional kind of flat basin, mortar and pestle. But she also loved a shortcut. So she would use her Thermomix to make peanut sauce. And I thought, goodness me, if the queen of Indonesian food is using a Thermomix to make a shortcut, then I have permission to do that too. So I, you know, I love that process of grinding by hand with your, you know, the ulek. Yes, exactly. But also, if I want to make it at home, it's going in the food processor. And, you know, I'm unapologetic about that. She taught me you must fry the peanuts first in oil, goreng. So, you know, and that's important. And also the quality of the peanuts matters. So I think, you know, Indonesian peanuts always taste better to me. So if I do make peanut sauce, I'll go to the local, you know, Indonesian or Asian supermarket and make sure that I buy the Indonesian peanuts because for some reason they taste crunchier, they have more flavour to me. But yes, my peanut sauce is, I would say, very, very good now. But yeah, it's all about having the right balance for me of, you know, I put a little bit of garlic in there and chilli. Sometimes I put a little bit of lime leaf. So it kind of depends on how I'm feeling. Tamarind to add a little bit of, you know, acidity and sourness. And I like to add a little drizzle of ketchup manis. But everyone has their own recipe, so it depends on what you like.
Ketika ditanya pendapatnya terkait dengan apakah memang orang Barat menjauhi makanan Indonesia karena dikenal tidak sehat, ini tanggapan Larely.
I don't believe so. And when I think of, you know, when I think of the way that people eat today, it's all about having a variety of food. It's about having like a rainbow of colours on your plate. And that is Indonesian food. So if I think of, you know, I think that kind of the myths around having too much oil or fat is unhealthy for you. It's all about having the right kind of fats and the right kind of the right kind of mix of foods. So for me, if you eat things in moderation, and so I think this is where like something like nasi campur comes into its own, but, you know, have a little bit of rendang, have a little bit of tempeh. And I mean, tempeh is a superfood, a bit of sambal, maybe a perkedel jagung, all of those different things, you know, and it's also typically gluten-free. It's typically, you know, whole foods, it's unprocessed. So for me, I think that myth has hopefully been debunked in the way that we all embrace lots of different types of Asian cuisines these days. But I think if we spend a little bit of time or as you know, from a culinary perspective, looking at some of these ingredients like tempeh, which is just, you know, has all eight amino acids and it's, you know, an amazing superfood, you know, Indonesian food has so much to offer and so much variety. And why wouldn't you want to feel overwhelmed by flavor? You know, why wouldn't you want a punch in the face?
Tapi apakah sebenarnya Larely benar-benar memasak makanan Indonesia di rumahnya?
Oh my goodness, my proudest moment really was when my little boy, Jonah, he's now 6 years old, but I think he was about 18 months or 2 years old, and I cook a lot of Indonesian food at home. So nasi goreng is an easy one for him, but I remember I made a rendang with 7 chilies. Now, I did de-seed them because I didn't want him to, you know, cry. But I fed him a little bit of rendang as a two-year-old, and, you know, his face was neither joy nor pain. It was indifference, and I was cool with that. But, you know, my little boy, he eats tempeh. He loves gado-gado. Now, would he have this, you know, like boiled spinach or anything like that? No. But, you know, the peanut sauce with a boiled egg, maybe a little bit of potato, maybe a little bit of tomato even. you know, like a baby gado gado. He will eat that. He loves satay. You know, he loves so many different Indonesian foods. Corn fritters, obviously. So, you know, perkedel jagung, but I just omit the chili. So I'm very, very proud of cooking that kind of food at home and not having to cook two meals. We eat the same meal. Yes. What I just do is I make sure I temper the chili level, the spice level, so that it's gentle for him. And then I can add extra sambal on the side.
Buku pertama dari Lara Lee, pendengar, Coconut and Sambal, disebut sebagai salah satu buku masak terbaik di tahun 2020 oleh The New York Times, Guardian, Eater, dan beberapa lainnya. Berbicara tentang sambal, bagaimana sebenarnya hubungan Lara Lee dengan sambal?
Sambal for me, it's a bit of a way of life. I know with Indonesian cuisine anyway, like you eat a little bit of sambal with every bite of food pretty much. And I think what I love about sambal is that wherever you travel across the archipelago, you will always find sambal. Now, there'll be different regional versions of sambal. Mm. And Indonesia has such diverse cuisine. But the one thing that I feel unites Indonesia in many, many ways is sambal. So it really feels to me like the most iconic food that represents the country. And for me, if you just have a plain bowl of rice, a fried egg, and some sambal, it's a good meal.
It'll make your day.
It will make your day. Yes. So it can brighten any meal. And that's the power of sambal.
Secara khusus tentang series Beyond Bali with Lara Lee, pendengar, ia mengatakan merasa sangat beruntung bisa mendapatkan kesempatan ini.
I feel really like the luckiest person in the world. You know, you have to pinch yourself when you think that you're given an opportunity to make a show about who you are as a person, your heritage, where you came from, and this beautiful country that feels very largely undiscovered. So for me, it was a privilege. And to be able to travel and explore and to taste and to trial and to feel a little bit scared sometimes because I didn't know where we were going to go next and do, you know, it was exhilarating and heartfelt and probably a life experience I'll never forget. So, yeah, it was incredible. But I think the premise of the show is really showing the world, you know, what exists beyond Bali. And I love Bali. I was just there in May for a holiday with four of my mum girlfriends. It was super fun. I go all the time. I've been really lucky to, you know, go to the Komodo Islands to write about it as a travel writer and then go back again for the show and all of that kind of stuff. But for me, it's really showcasing, you know, there are 17,500 islands in Indonesia, you know, 288 million people, so many religions and cultural influences. And it's showcasing what Indonesia, you know, what the possibility of Indonesia is as a traveller, and why it's worth going beyond Bali as well, because it's such a beautiful country and there's so much to learn and explore. Mm-hmm. I think the idea for the first season of the show, and hopefully there will be more, was really to island hop my way back to my father's homeland. So the idea was to kind of start in Bali, which is where most travellers who visit Indonesia will kind of enter the country, and then to make our way from, you know, Lombok, Flores, Sumba, and finally in Timor. So that area covers eastern Indonesia. And so for me, it wasn't just a culinary journey or a travel journey, but also a journey to really reconnect with my heritage and kind of go back to that family home where my dad grew up and really get more of a sense of, you know, who I am, who my family are. Because I think the more you scratch the surface, the more times I visit Indonesia, the more I learn about Indonesia. And, you know, I could never ever feel like an expert in Indonesian food or culture because there is so much to learn and so many experiences to immerse myself in. Hopefully if Beyond Bali continues, then, you know, we might do Java next or Sumatra or Sulawesi and different parts of Indonesia, or, you know, the Maluku Islands, the Spice Islands. Mm. So there's so much to discover.
Dan apa yang akan disajikan Lara Lee dalam program Beyond Bali with Lara Lee ini?
You know, it's cooking is really, I guess, the heart of the show. I think understanding the food and the dynamics of the importance of food to Indonesian culture. And I think wherever you travel from an Indonesian perspective, you know, you're welcomed with a plate of jajanan pasar or some Indonesian snacks. And there's a bit of a culture of nongkrong, like, you know, you always be snacking and, you know, going to the market first thing in the morning is such a part of a way of life. So I think for us, leading with food felt natural anyway, because it really is the center of how Indonesian people operate. You know, even if I think of, you know, the morning glory flower and how important that is in Lombok and, you know, even inside one of the beautiful mosques, there's, you know, everything is all about the morning glory flower in terms of the decoration. And so I think everywhere you turn, there's a reference to food in some aspect, and it's kind of how Indonesians show their love as well. So it made sense to lead with that. And travel happened to be almost a byproduct of that. You know, when you lead with food, you travel at the same time in Indonesia anyway, you have to. There's a couple of moments where I did cook some of my favorite Indonesian recipes. You know, I'd pick up some snake beans from the market and I'd cook something with some kind of freshly grated coconut and with ketchup manis and chili or cabbage. But, you know, a lot of the show was really about, you know, platforming Indonesian cooks, home cooks, Indonesian chefs, and having them show us regionally what was the dish or the cuisine of that particular area that we had visited. So for me, there were teaching moments from them where I was learning and immersing myself in their food and the different ingredients that made up, you know, let's say in Lombok, it's all about the chili and the spicier, the better. But there are other moments where, yeah, I'd pick up some food from the market and I just start cooking because, you know, I'm hungry.
Serial 8 bagian dari Beyond Bali with Lara Lee ini, pendengar, akan tayang di SBS Food pada hari Kamis 25 September. Dan tentunya juga streaming secara gratis di SBS On Demand. Demikian tadi, pendengar, rangkuman terkait Beyond Bali with Lara Lee yang dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.